I'm going to move to item five, Joseph Bell.
My apologies.
No problem. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. I had left something on my desk. Good morning.
I would have slowed up if I'd have known. Oh, you were running across the building. Well, maybe I wouldn't have.
Okay. Joseph Bell is requesting authorization to construct a second boathouse open-sided at his property on Goose Creek. In York County, the project is protested. Project location is in the headwaters of Goose Creek in the Seaford area of York County. You can see the mouth of the York River to the immediate north and the Chesapeake Bay due east. He is situated, his home, which is the red icon, is about a half mile up from Goose Creek's confluence with Chisholm Creek. And he's also at the downstream reach of a man-made canal that services 12 waterfront properties. In 2009, and this is about our best guess of where the canal begins and the state unsubmerged lands that our jurisdictional commission, you know, reached that downstream. The boathouse that you see here is on his property, built in 2009 by a permit from the Corps of Engineers. And we did not exert jurisdiction because we thought it was at the mouth of the canal. The Corps authorized that structure as well as gave the opposing shoreline property owner after the fact authorization for that dock, limiting both parties to one-third the encroachment to the canal, leaving the remaining third in the center open for navigation, and that's a 24-foot thoroughfare. At the same time he applied for the boathouse, he applied for a floating dock, uncovered lift, and a finger pier here, which both the Corps of Engineers and BMRC authorized. We also gave him permission to dredge underneath the lift because there just wasn't enough depth there. And that was in 2009. He now would like to cover that uncovered lift with a 15-by-26-foot roof. It will protect this 22-foot console, center console boat sitting here in the lift. We're looking upstream. There's the boathouse that was permitted in 09 that's on his property at the mouth of the canal, and now he'd like to roof this boat. Looking downstream, there's the floating dock. There's the piles for the lift, the boat sitting in the lift. He would just like to put an A-truss roof over the boat. Importantly, that roof will not extend channelward from the leading edge of the floating dock, which is what this drawing shows you, is that it will, in fact, the red roof design, you know, will line up with the floating dock. It is open-sided. We have a protest from Ms. Earlene Thomas. She's the executor and trustee for this property. It's her parents. You see the two boats at the end of the property there. And Ms. Thomas writes that the additional covered lift will further depress her parents' and their neighbors' property values in an already challenged real estate market. And she added that she was preparing her parents' home for sale. I want to also point out that prior to receiving that letter of objection, we had two previous letters of objection and one caller in objection. And I resolved those three objections to the best of my knowledge because there was an interpretation of the public notice that led them to believe there was going to be a new lift. And once I explained that it's a roof over an existing permitted lift, that resolved two of the three protestants. And I was able to resolve the third and last one. There was also a concern about this buoy you see sitting here. The new boat house would be just to the right of this boat. It was believed that the buoy was being placed to prevent the boats from backing down there and turning. I think Mr. Bell was concerned that they were going to be blowing sediment into the recently dredged basin. But I asked Mr. Bell to remove it because, in my opinion, it was in the channel, and he did agree to move it. So with that additional measure, the three other protestants have, for the most part, resolved, you know, withdrawn their objections. So we're down to the sole protest from Mrs. Thomas. And again, it's her parents' property right here. You see the boat sitting there. There is the roof that Mr. Bell would like to build. and I will go to my summary. The project does not qualify for the statutory authorization provided for in Section 282.403A5 of the Code. To qualify, the roof must be constructed over a pier authorized by the same statute. We required a permit for this pier because, in concert with the other boathouse, and we looked at this as a multiple pier structure, and we felt that it needed to be authorized by a permit. So, accordingly, the roof that's before you today does not qualify for the statute. It is, however, the structure does meet the majority of the requirements of the aforementioned statute. The roof is open-sided, significantly smaller than the 700-square-foot allowance, is not protested by either adjacent property owner, and is designed to cover a single boat at a private pier. The remaining protestant, while we are sensitive to her concerns, bases her objection primarily on aesthetics. As in most boathouse cases, we believe that the aesthetic concerns for boathouses, given their mental impacts on marine resources, are more properly governed at the local level. York County has advised us that they will issue the necessary building permit should both the Commission and the Corps of Engineers authorize the structure. Mrs. Thomas's concerns over Mr. Bell's encroachment into the Chesapeake Bay Resource Protection Area are specifically governed at the county level, and they're not within your purview and jurisdiction. The roof as proposed will not extend channelward of the existing pier and floating dock. Its open-sided pile design should help to minimize the aesthetic impacts raised by the protestant. And the Corps has advised us they will also authorize this project. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition and after considering all the factors in Section 282.1205 of the Code, we'll recommend approval of the project as proposed.
Thank you. Any questions for Randy at this point? Rick?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Randy, I did have one question about the overall height of the structure, just given the fact that there were concerns about how it might affect people's view sheds, but I didn't see the height called out, but it looks like there's 11 feet at least from the top of the existing dock to the bottom of the roof structure.
Yeah, the contractor is here. He may be able to tell you what the pitch
okay.
of the roof is. I have exactly in front of me what you have, so.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know what the actual pitch of the roof is from there.
Well, it calls 412, so I think it would probably add up to maybe 17 feet, 18 feet total.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Thank you. Is the applicant here? Wish to be heard? Let me swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Let's have your name.
My name is Wade Webb. I can save any questions for a rebuttal period.
All right.
I don't really have too much to say.
You're representing Mr. Bell today?
Right.
You're the. What's your involvement with the project?
I am in Blackwater Pier and Dock. I'm the contractor to do the job.
Could you answer the question about the height of the?
4 feet, so the total will be about 15.
Above the, if I can follow up, Mr. Chairman, is that above the existing pier or above the waterline?
That would be above the existing deck.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions for this gentleman? Okay, thank you. Anyone here in opposition to the Bell application? Seeing none. Any final questions for the applicant? No? Matters before the commission? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the concerns that have been brought forward by the protestant about potential aesthetic impacts. And so I think it's important to at least consider the overall dimensions of the project, and I think they're reasonable relative to the existing lift that's already been permitted and the boat that's there for storage. It's only 26 feet long, so it's just several feet longer than the existing vessel. I think it's not oversized, and I think staff has recommended approval, and I would offer a motion consistent with staff recommendation to approve it.
There's a motion to approve the application. Is there a second to the motion? Mr.
Aye.
Fox, comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. The application is approved. Thank you.